Well, you try to win every game, obviously, but do you have to get greedy now that you've already earned a split on the road here?
We work real hard at living our days, handling them one at a time, so the win from last game doesn't impact certainly a casualness on our part going into game two. We have lots of places that we can get better in our game, and we're going to need to. They'll push harder.
What's the biggest thing Toby Enstrom brought in his return?
An understanding of where Dustin Byfuglien was going to be, some of the positioning net front, his reads, got a big long stick. But the two of them together, Dustin was really strong, really good in that game, and Toby has that effect on him.
Well, Joe,
they had really good board play in that first game. Do you need to go out and challenge them out there more to try and get the puck back, or is it okay to let them skate there all day, kind of like they did in game one?
In possession of the puck, they'll spread their D zone quite a bit. Puts you in more of a man-to-man situation. They've got a back end that's mobile. It's one thing to be aggressive on their point, but they can beat you one-on-one up top. So we need to get there quicker. We need to leave earlier would be a better way of putting it there. I think our effort was good. We were conservative in our reads. We had a little more confidence in our reads. Get out of the gate a little faster, take away a little of that time and space.
Are you able to tell us anything about Joel Armia, who was skating earlier in the week, and we haven't seen him out there the last couple days?
Yeah, the first part of your statement was correct.
Is he skating back home?
What's that?
Is he skating back home in Winnipeg? Then?
You can ask him.
Outside of Winnipeg, you believe that Marchand really still loaded too much a superstar in the show?
You know, Mark's progression has been exceptionally consistent. So I was actually working in your field a few years back, and he got sent back to junior for his last year of junior, and the question on the panel that night was, is Mark Scheifele a bust? So because he didn't come into the league at 18 and score 30, I think he got forgotten about a little bit. And then he came to the team, you know, really in those first two or three years, and we were truly rebuilding and young, so he wasn't noticed. There were good numbers, but it wasn't something that they were talking about Hart Trophy. So he just wasn't forefront in everybody's mind, but he's just continued on that same kind of pace to get better, and he's emerging now as a player that people have to notice.
Well, how do you think Steve Mason has handled the role he's had to play here and having to fight through all the injuries?
Exceptionally well. I mean, that has been his mood around the group. He hasn't had any quiet days. It's been frustrating for him, for sure, because he had a bit of a rocky start, like our team in the first two games. And if you look at just his numbers, after you take those first two out, and because he didn't play a lot, but you look at those numbers, he played exceptionally well for us. But the injuries are tough on players, but he's handled it great. He's been a great pro. He'd like being in the nets. It's easier to deal with when you're watching the game and you see Connor playing the way he is. There's not a whole lot of heavy decisions for me over the course of the regular season as to who should start in goal, so that made it easier for him.
Just on that, Paul, I mean, is there a way to measure then how much of an impact Steve Mason has maybe had on Connor Hellebuck's overall play this season?
It'll probably not. There's a really good relationship there. Steve works really well with the goalies around him. Connor's that kind of personality too, so they've got a healthy relationship in the room.
Paul, there's a video of Connor Hellebuck.
That's a dangerous thing to introduce in a press conference.
Before the game, where the camera goes in and Connor just stares down the camera with that kind of dead-eyed look that he has. Describe the intensity that he approaches his position with.
He's not selling it. Like, he's not. You've talked to him after games. You've talked to him casually off to the side. He's a relaxed, easygoing guy, and then he flips a switch and gets ready to play the game. But even in the net, you can see him smiling every once in a while, talking to the officials, but he has a good switch on him, right to focus, right to quickness, and I guess that's where he's at.
Do